Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, we present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. In our first story, terrorists exploited U.S. aid programs, raking in millions. A disturbing report has surfaced revealing that terrorists have exploited U.S. aid programs, siphoning off millions of dollars meant for humanitarian aid and developmental projects. This shocking revelation has sparked widespread concern and outrage. According to an investigation by the Associated Press, terrorists in Afghanistan and Pakistan have infiltrated USAID-funded projects, diverting funds intended for vital services like healthcare, education, and infrastructure. USAID officials acknowledged the vulnerabilities in their programs but emphasized efforts to improve oversight and prevent future abuses. "We take these allegations seriously and are committed to ensuring that our programs are implemented with integrity," a USAID spokesperson said. The agency has implemented reforms, including enhancing vetting procedures and monitoring. However, challenges persist in high-risk environments. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has launched an inquiry into the matter. Chairman Jim Risch, Republican, stated, "It's unacceptable that taxpayer dollars, meant for humanitarian aid, could be lining the pockets of terrorists." Experts warn that terrorist exploitation of aid in programs undermines trust in international humanitarian efforts. "This is a wake-up call," said Dr. Jonathan Russell, counterterrorism expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. USAID must strengthen its safeguards. The exploitation occurred through subcontractors and local partners, highlighting the complexity of overseeing aid programs in conflict zones. USAID has pledged to work closely with Congress to address concerns and prevent future incidents. As the investigation unfolds, the international community demands swift action to prevent further exploitation. The integrity of humanitarian aid program hangs in the balance. Next up, we'll talk about a confirmation hearing. And it's Tulsi Gabbard's confirmation hearings for the position of Director of National Intelligence that have been marked by intense scrutiny and debate. The Senate Intelligence Committee voted 9-8 in favor of advancing her nomination to the full Senate, with every Republican supporting her and every Democrat opposing her. During her confirmation hearing, Gabbard faced tough questions from senators on both sides of the aisle regarding her past defense of Edward Snowden, a former NSA contractor who leaked classified documents, and her comments perceived as supportive of Russia. Senator Mark Warner, the committee's Democratic vice chairman, pressed Gabbard on her views of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and her meeting with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in 2017. Gabbard's responses sparked concerns among lawmakers, with Democratic Senator Adam Schiff describing her as a walking five-alarm fire who must be rejected. Republicans, however, have rallied behind her, praising her commitment to reducing the size of the intelligence community and her willingness to prosecute leakers. The confirmation process has highlighted Gabbard's unconventional views, including her initial support for dropping charges against Snowden and her criticism of government programs that raise privacy concerns. However, she has since reversed her stance on Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which authorizes government surveillance. As the full Senate prepares to vote on Gabbard's confirmation, Democrats are expected to unite against her, meaning she cannot afford to lose more than 3 Republican votes. Senators Susan Collins and Todd Young, both Republicans on the intelligence panel, have announced their support for Gabbard. Gabbard's nomination has sparked controversy within the intelligence community, with some experts questioning her lack of experience and potential biases. However, President Trump has expressed his confidence in her ability to lead the intelligence community, citing her fearless spirit and commitment to securing peace through strength. The outcome of Gabbard's confirmation vote, expected to take place on Wednesday, will have significant implications for the intelligence community and the Trump administration's national security policies. Next up, we'll talk about tariffs. Donald Trump's steel tariffs have sparked intense debate among policymakers, economists, and industry experts. Implemented in 2018, these tariffs aim to protect American steelmakers from foreign competition, particularly from China. However, opinions on their effectiveness vary widely. Supporters argue that the tariffs have boosted domestic steel production, increased market share for U.S. manufacturers, and raised prices for benefit steelmakers. For instance, U.S. steelmakers' margins for hot rolled coil production have risen significantly since the tariffs were imposed. Average margins increased from slightly over $400 per ton before 2018 to nearly $640 per ton between 2018 and September 2024. On the other hand, critics contend that tariffs have harmed downstream industries such as automotive and construction by increasing costs and limiting access to affordable imports. They also argue that the tariffs have failed to address underlying issues such as global overcapacity and China's state-supported steel industry. Some experts suggest that Trump's proposed 60% tariff on Chinese origin steel may have limited impact due to China's relatively small share in U.S. steel imports. China accounted for only 2.45% of U.S. steel imports in 2024. Instead, tariffs may focus on finished or intermediate products, raising costs for manufacturers and consumers. The tariffs' impact on global trade and U.S. manufacturing is complex. While U.S. manufacturers face high costs from domestic steel, they compete with cheaper imports. If Chinese producers redirect exports to other markets, U.S. manufacturing could face supply disruptions. Additionally, retaliatory measures from trading partners such as Canada and Mexico have affected U.S. exports. Ultimately, the steel tariffs' effectiveness depends on one's perspective. Proponents see them as essential protection for U.S. industry, while opponents view them as misguided policy that harms more than it helps. As the debate continues, policymakers must weigh the tariffs' impact on the broader economy and consider alternative solutions to address global steel market challenges. Last up, we'll talk about Eric Adams and how his charges were dropped. The Justice Department's decision to drop charges against Eric Adams, the former NYPD captain and current mayor of New York City, has sparked intense debate and scrutiny from both sides of the political aisle. Adams was accused of violating federal campaign finance laws during his 2021 mayoral campaign, specifically regarding improper use of campaign funds. Supporters of the decision argue that the charges were politically motivated and lacked merit. They point to a lack of evidence and the fact that Adams cooperated fully with investigators. Republican lawmakers such as Representative Jim Jordan have praised the decision, stating that it vindicates Adams and demonstrates the Justice Department's commitment to fairness. On the other hand, critics contend that the decision undermines the rule of law and sends a message that powerful individuals are above the law. Democratic lawmakers such as Adam Schiff have expressed concerns that the decision may be connected to Adams' close ties to the Trump administration. They argue that the Justice Department's actions may be politically influenced, eroding public trust. The investigation led by the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York began in 2021. Adams maintained his innocence throughout, calling the allegations baseless. His legal team argued that the charges were a witch hunt aimed at discrediting him. The Justice Department's decision has significant implications for the ongoing debate about campaign finance reform and government accountability. While Adams' supporters celebrate the outcome, critics vow to continue pushing for transparency and oversight. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I was gone for a few days traveling, and then I was also sick, so I apologize for the week-long hiatus without giving you any heads up on it, but I'm back now and we're still dedicated to doing this. So I hope you enjoyed it. And if so, please like, subscribe, share, and we look forward to seeing you again. And as always, stay informed and stay balanced.